How to use your podcast to establish trust and customer loyalty. It's no secret that modern audiences love listening to podcasts. In fact, almost 6 in 10 consumers over the age of 12 have listened to at least one episode. This means a staggering number of people know what podcasts are and listen to them for tips, entertainment, or to make a purchasing decision on something. Podcasts are one of the easiest ways to build brand awareness and connect to your target audience. Given the ease of producing and distributing a podcast, more and more businesses take advantage of podcasts as an easy, affordable marketing method. Keep listening to learn why your business could benefit from a podcast and how to use it to boost customer loyalty. What is a podcast? The easiest way to understand what a podcast is to compare it to a radio show. It's a series of episodes, each of which is typically an hour or so long, where a host and their guest talk about a specific topic. Many business owners also host the podcast on their own and rarely have guests over. Podcasts can be recorded in a studio, in your office, or at home. All you need is a good microphone, a soundproof space, and a topic that your audience would love to hear about. Despite the many benefits podcasting can offer for your business, not all business owners are ready to get on air and start sharing. Luckily, you don't have to be on camera while recording. You can just choose the topic, write the script, and hit record. Below you'll learn why podcasting is such a valuable marketing asset and how you can use it to grow your business. Know your audience before you start. Before you start recording, you need to know who your audience will be. In most cases, they'll be your target market of potential customers. It's also important to know where and when they listen to podcasts, which topics interest them the most, and how they make decisions. Once you know your audience demographics, creating a content marketing strategy will help you plan your podcast episodes better and tune into your audience's needs. Your podcast insights will give you an even better idea of who's listening and why. You'll also see if your episodes are too long or too short, their completion rate, and how they're rated. Provide useful tips and solutions. Podcasting is one of the best marketing assets you could use to promote your business. However, that shouldn't be their only purpose. In fact, podcasts are the best way to share useful tips and solutions with your audience, which in turn builds trust. Personal stories are always a great idea because customers buy from people, not from businesses. So when you want to help your audience solve a problem, talk about the ways you managed to solve it. Tell stories about your own beginnings in business, the obstacles you had to overcome, and the lessons you learned. This will always resonate better than giving generic advice or offering your products because people don't like being sold to. They do, however, love to listen to stories similar to their own and learn new things about improving their lives or businesses. This makes podcasting a very cost-effective way to share your insights, help your audience solve a problem, and offer effective solutions. Let your audience get to know you better. The more your audience knows you and your business, the more brand authority you're building. This leads to more subscribers, more episode downloads, and more sales for you. Trust is a simple, yet very important concept, especially in business. Building it takes time and effort, and this is exactly why podcasts are so effective. When your audience listens to you or your guests, they're learning from an authority figure. When someone like you achieved success, it means it's possible for them too. This is why you want to be honest in your podcast. Offer real actionable tips, and genuinely try to solve your customers' problems. Avoid classic selling on your podcast. One of the key ways to build customer trust is to avoid direct selling on your podcast. In other words, don't make your entire podcast about selling your products or services. This is a surefire way to lose listeners as soon as you've gained them. Your best bet with a podcast is to share valuable tips and advice rather than focusing on selling. In order to succeed with your podcast, you should follow some basic podcast best practices. Prepare before the podcast, write a script, make show notes, and have a pleasant, friendly tone to your voice. This is both in terms of the topics you'll be discussing and the type of communication you'll be building with your listeners. Involve your audience in the podcast. Engaging with your listeners is a great way to enhance the audience experience. For example, you can ask the audience to give you topics for the next episodes, or you can read their questions and answer them on the podcast. Better yet, if you have an audience member that reached success using your tips, products, or methods, invite them on the podcast. This way, you're showing others what's possible and you're building credibility and trust. You can also ask listeners to leave feedback, which you can then use to improve your podcast and your products and services. Use podcasts to build strong business relationships and customer loyalty. Whether you have a brick-and-mortar business or a digital one, hosting a podcast can take your customer loyalty to the next level. By letting your audience get to know the real person behind the business, you're building strong relationships with them and turning them into potential loyal customers. If you're ready to start your very own podcast, we have everything you need in our well-equipped studios. Simply pick your date, record your podcast episode, and you're all set.